as what I'm going to call it, Martine Madness.
Ah.
There you go.
As we go to the metro region.
I'm just filling out my bracket.
Oh, again?
Well, no, I'm not doing it. Although, we have Jay Williams on every Tuesday.
Okay.
I asked him for his Final Four last week.
Mm-hmm.
He said, can I wait until next week?
No.
That's what I said. I'm
no.
Like, no? What?
It makes it a lot easier. Oh, only got to pick out a 16 as right. opposed to 68? Yeah, things are a little easier.
So I have one team left in my Final Four.
I have two. I still have Houston and Alabama. My national championship game's completely gone. I had Kansas beating Duke. That's cooked.
I had Arizona beating Kansas. I got one win combined out of those two.
Jeez.
Exactly. I had Arizona, Duke, Kansas, and Miami in the Final Four. I still have Miami still alive until they see Houston. If Marcus Sasser is healthy, Houston's going to the Final Four. They're going to go. I don't know if they get to the national championship game, but they're going to the Final Four if Marcus Sasser is healthy. It's kind of amazing to me that on Thursday he left the game injured. Same injury, re-aggravated the groin injury,
mm-hmm.
and then was it yesterday or Saturday, whatever day they played, he looked fine. It's like, was he shot up? Which is possible, I guess. But Houston looks awfully, awfully good. So how much of the, you probably don't pay attention to this because you're busy with professional lacrosse Twitter.
Free agency did begin like a couple weeks ago.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did.
Any big signings?
Mac O'Keefe going to the Archers.
Did
yeah,
he?
Big time move.
You have an Archers sweatshirt. I've seen
it.
I know.
I'm an Archers fan.
Or who is it?
Fair.
I kind of like that name, by the way, the Archers.
It is. It's a great name.
Accuracy and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pinpoint accuracy. So I don't even know what I was talking about. Never mind.
You said I was busy with lacrosse Twitter.
People are still litigating the Tony Bennett thing on Twitter.
Of course.
Can we stop? Should we just stop with that? It ain't about Tony Bennett. It's never been about Tony Bennett. It's about players. It is 100% about athletes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can overcome whatever you, however you play, if your players are good, really good, if you've got dudes, you can overcome it because pace doesn't stop teams from winning. It just doesn't. You just overcome it with athletes. Does it narrow your margin for error? Yeah, it does. Fewer possessions creates lower scores, creates a smaller gap between winner and loser, creates the chances that the winner will have a problem. The team who is theoretically better will have a problem. That's just common math.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got dudes, you'll be okay. So nobody playing slower than Houston. But look at them. They got dudes. Marcus Sasser's going to be in the NBA. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
So it's just about that. That's all it is. All right. Ton of things I want to talk about today. Brian Geisinger is going to tell us why Duke and State went home and why Miami might be staying around, hopefully a little bit longer. I have my Final Four. I'd like to get one out of the Final Four today. Or this, whatever we're talking about here. So we got that. Also, I think, and we'll talk about this in Out of the Gate, a pretty good start to free agency for the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think a solid effort off of last year's solid free agency effort, and I don't know how to react to that. And the Hurricanes did March Madness type things. So we have a lot of things to do, so let's start, Dennis. And I didn't even point out that it's Dennis Cox, not Victoria, today.
Oh, you couldn't tell by the different voice?
I could tell.
Okay.
I'm sure others could tell, but I did not introduce you, and that is an error on my part.
And I don't need no introduction.
Error. E-me. Dennis Cox, good to have you along for the ride. Are you ready for Place Your Bets?
Absolutely.
Of course we are. We're always ready for Place Your Bets. All right, let's get to it. Let me bring up the correct page, and we will go from there. There is a song in one of my favorite albums by a group called Buckshot LaFunk.
Excuse you?
Exactly. It's actually Branford Marsalis. Okay? One of the great jazz musicians of our time. Has kind of a jazzy pop outfit called Buckshot LaFunk. Trying to think. I think it was Men in Black. They might have done the music for Men in Black 3 or Men in Black 1. One of those. They've got a song on one of their albums called And We Out. And that's kind of how I feel about the Triangle and the NCAA tournament. And We Out. State got Creightoned on Friday afternoon. State had a 7-point lead early in the second half, and then foul trouble built, and Creighton got going, and that was that. And Creighton's simply a better team than NC State, all of that. Here's Kevin Keats on the loss.
You know, I thought our guys fought the entire game. We wanted to, obviously, they got a pretty good lead on us, and we wanted to cut the lead and put a little bit of game pressure on them, and I think we did. Give Creighton a lot of credit. Very good basketball team. And every time we made a run, I thought they made a run. And obviously, they made some plays down the stretch.
They all of that is true. As for Keats on the season as a whole.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items. Like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only, single item at regular price.
I am super proud of my team. I mean, this is when you look at where we were at last year to where we're at now, and how hard our guys worked, and you know what a season we had with 23 wins and guys playing their butts off, and guys like Jaquel Joyner and the other transfers, and the guys like Taquavion Smith who decided to come back means a lot to us. Our program, I thought those guys, you know, completely fought the entire year. We did some really good stuff. We're gonna walk out here with our head up, continue to build and keep, you know, pushing this program in the right direction.
Somebody needed a tissue. It appears.
Pollen strong, man.
Somebody needed a Kleenex. He mentioned Taquavion Smith, who came back for another year. I don't anticipate it's going to be junior season for Taquavion Smith, but either way, he reflects on his time at State.
I'm just blessed and glad that I got to play with the group of guys I got to play with, and I'm glad I got the culture that I have, and I got the staff that I have, and I'm glad I chose NC State. like Jarkel said, every time I talked to Coach and when he was recruiting me all the way till now, everything he told me that would happened. I just had to believe in it and put the work in for it, so I'm just glad to have these group of guys and the coaching staff that I have.
Part of me is disappointed because I really thought NC State was better than the end of the season showed, right? They were better than, like, after they won at home against North Carolina, it looked to me like they were ready to click into gear. But a very poor defensive effort at Wake Forest, or at home against Wake Forest, even in a win, became the loss at home to Clemson. And another loss to Clemson in the ACC tournament. Clemson, who didn't even make the NCAAs. And I have no idea how well they're doing in the NIT, to be perfectly honest. But the end of the season, I don't believe, was reflective of just how good they could have been. So it's a disappointment in that they really didn't do much in March. It really was disappointed in that. Taquavion Smith, though, had balled out in what might have been his final game at NC State, more than likely. 32 points for the game. Shot a relatively efficient percentage from the field. He only made like 1 of 5 threes, whatever, but that's fine. He was efficient in other ways and kept them in it, gave them a chance. Jarkel Joyner didn't play well. I mean, he just didn't play well. I mean, didn't play terribly, but he didn't control or impact the game like he has in recent weeks. 13 points, 0 of 5 shooting from 3, 5 of 18 overall. He has been largely an efficient operator for them throughout the last month and a half, 2 months of the season. Wasn't there against Creighton. And DJ Burns got in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So did Ebi Duwana. But DJ Burns, more important to stay on the court, and he played 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. The other numbers don't matter if DJ Burns only played 18 minutes. They weren't winning a game if DJ Burns could only be on the court as an offensive threat for 18 minutes. I didn't like some of the calls on DJ Burns, but, you know, we never like the calls. They make bad calls all the time. But I didn't like some of them. Did that change the game? Probably. They lose because of it? No. Creighton's better. Creighton's the better team. End of discussion. Ryan Kalkbrenner had 31 points on 11 of 14 shooting.
That's good.
He only missed threes, I believe. I think he missed three attempts, and he missed nothing else.
Sure.
He might have missed 1 2-point field goal. He was bonkers.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You just bought a home in the suburbs, but no one told you about all the birds. Specifically this one, who seems to be calling out Roy. Roy. But who exactly is Roy? And why doesn't he ever respond? Maybe Roy is just bird speak for save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. I guess until Roy answers, we'll never know. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
All right, to the Blue Devils. Was that football? Was that football? Was that roller derby? Was it? I don't know what that was. That was sort of basketball. It was a fist fight between Duke and Tennessee. And I think Tennessee was going to do that. And Duke will play that game. Duke has no problem being physical. That's fine. I don't. To me, maybe the style of play is maybe what bothered Duke and took them out of their offense. But that ain't why they lost. They could have won that game. They were leading, was it 21, like 15 or so? 21-13, I think, right before the half. Well, not right before, probably 5 minutes before the half. And Tennessee led 27-21 at the break. It was a 14-0 run to end the half, something strange like that. Maybe it wasn't that long, but Tennessee, grown men.
Mm-hmm.
Grown men, including, was this the World Cup? They got beat by Uruguay,
okay.
Serbia,
all right,
and Finland.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, the kid from Serbia had no points, but the kid from Finland had 27. And
put him on a line with Aho.
Exactly. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, they got roughed up by Tennessee, but Duke did roughing up too, and both teams flopped all over the place. John Shire on the team.
I'm hurting for these guys. They've given us everything you could ask for. They've fought through perseverance. They've fought through adversity. They've stuck together when things weren't looking as good and came into this game one of the hottest teams in the country, and we felt like we – you know, we're supposed to win this game, as did they. And, you know, really felt like a, you know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight game, you know, type of game. It was, they're really good, and credit them. They, you know, shoot almost 50 from three, and Kamala has one of his, you know, best games, maybe his best game ever, and you got to tip your hat to him.
Yeah, Tennessee was, what, 9 of 20 from 3. Duke shot under 30%. Mm-hmm. Said all along, Duke doesn't have to shoot a high percentage, but somewhere in the mid-30s is fine.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Duke being unable to get shots to fall from the perimeter hurt. Tyrese Proctor played a good game. Duke had their own foul trouble to deal with. Jeremy Roach picked up 3 fouls in the first half and wasn't the same player in the second half, and he picked up his 4th early in the second half, and I think he fouled out with like 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, no Mitchell either.
And Mitchell doesn't even play.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Mitchell out of the lineup entirely. So before the game, knee injury, and that's a big impact on Duke's defense as much as anything, plus another guy on the court who doesn't need plays run for him. You know, so you're basically all you're doing offensively is trying to set Filipowski or Roach or and Proctor's not run, you're not running plays for Proctor either. So when Duke's out there with their starting five, Lively, Mitchell, and the other three, you're really only if you're going to run sets, you're going to run them for Filipowski, you're going to run them for Roach, and everybody else just gets offense off that. But you're missing another guy. You're missing a key piece defensively. So there you go. Jeremy Roach, again, foul trouble, just 13 points. I don't know if it's his final game or not. We're going to have to talk about that down the road. Here's Jeremy Roach on the adversity this season presented.
We're not going to talk about last season, whatever. I mean, obviously we wanted to make it as far as we could, but, I mean, it happens. It's March. It's a one-game season. I'm just proud of these guys for fighting through everything that we've been through, injuries, losses, tough losses, and we just kept battling adversity, staying the course, so I'm just proud of these people.
They had a good year. I mean, it's hard. I don't know. Is it a great year? They won the ACC championship. They're gonna put up a banner, right, for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to be upset, especially when we saw this Duke team in November and December and even in January. It'd be kind of hard to expect anything that we ended up getting, mm-hmm. right? They could have missed the NCAA tournament based on what we saw.
They were 18-1 this year when they had their full roster, 18-1
right.
this season.
And they didn't have it this past game. Mitchell's an important piece.
Yeah, he's
right?
a starter.
Right. But ultimately, the fact that they really struggled to score mm-hmm. caught up with them. It's not like they got, you know, Tennessee put up 80.
No.
So ultimately, it was their struggles offensively that got them and men. Tennessee, grown men. And that I think we're seeing that throughout college basketball. The older teams are doing better. So the ACC is down only to Miami. And think about, we saw, let's see, Princeton beat Arizona on day one. We saw Purdue lose to Fairleigh Dickinson, who didn't even win their league. Merrimack won the Northeast Conference but was ineligible for the NCAA tournament, which says to me they shouldn't have been playing in their conference tournament, but that's fine. So we lost a 2 on day one, a 1 on day two, another 1 on day three when Kansas lost to Arkansas, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just the high seeds dropping like flies. Jay Billis on whether or not upsets are good for college basketball.
That's sort of a matter of taste. I mean, this is a tournament, and you have 68 teams. You don't have the 68 best teams because you have automatic qualifiers for some of these smaller conferences. So it's incredibly inclusive, and it's incredibly fair. Everybody has a chance to get in as an automatic qualifier against their peers by winning their conference tournament. So the truth is everybody's in. And then once you get there, you have to win. So it's sort of the Tiger Woods theory. Is it better for golf if Tiger Woods is playing his best, or would you rather see other players do well? I don't know the right answer there. Those are matters of taste.
Yes, we do know the right answer to that. Golf is better when Tiger Woods is dominating, but that's fine. There's two schools of thought here with that. And it's not a matter of taste. It's a matter of data. And the truth is that the tournaments generally do better in terms of attention when the big boys stay around. What we like is Cinderella to show up on Thursday and Friday and then go away on Saturday and Sunday. Princeton decided to stick around. Last year, St. Peter's decided to stick around. And there is something warm and fuzzy about that. But when we get to, for instance, we get to the Elite Eight last year, and it's Carolina St. Peter's. Right? That's cute and all, but it's better for the event when it's Carolina, pick a team, Michigan State. It's just better for the event. But that's fine. We like Cinderella. Now when we get to this round, we would like Cinderella to have already turned back into a pumpkin. Did Cinderella turn into a pumpkin? No, the coach turned into a pumpkin.
Yeah,
Cinderella stayed who she was.
Yeah, she did.
She just said she had to put on her peasant clothes again.
Yeah, that's all it was. I like the combination of when you get the teams that do make a run to the Sweet 16, the upsets going against some of the traditional powers. I think it's nice when you have that blend.
I like that in round two.
Yeah, but even the Sweet 16, like Princeton getting the Sweet 16, that's fine, but you still have other great teams like Michigan State's in there, a name and brand that you recognize. So it's nice when you have that combination of it together going forward.
So we're down 2-1s and 2-2s already. Marquette and Purdue out of the East, the 1 and the 2 are gone, or Purdue and Marquette are gone. And in the South, the 2, Arizona's gone. And in the West, the 1, Kansas is gone. So we have 2-1s and 2-2s remaining. That's good. By the way, the ACC is only down to Miami. The Big Ten is down only to Michigan State. Nobody's surprised at that. All right, we'll get to more of that in a minute. I want to get some other things. Panthers they keep doing smart things. I don't know what to do with my hands, Dennis Cox.
I don't know either. I ain't going to tell you.
Just wave them like this.
Sure.
Adam Thielen. Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the signing. We sort of joked about it on Friday of last week. It's like, why not go after Adam Thielen? He can still play. Big target. Probably not an ideal one, but okay. Adam Thielen, Miles Sanders. We talked about this last week. I love that signing. They're talking about a running back. I mean, good player, obviously, as a runner. But also can catch the ball out of the backfield. I like Miles Sanders. Hayden Hurst, love that as a pass-catching tight end. Von Bell, complimented safety to Jeremy Chinn. Shy Tuttle, Deshaun Williams, give you some depth and productivity at defensive tackle. I like all these moves. They re-signed Bradley Bozeman. Like that. They had depth on the O-line. Was it Justin McCray?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wow. And last year in free agency, how they went out and completely redid their offensive line? Yes. I don't know how to handle this. Smart decisions by the Panthers?
Yeah, I know. Some we haven't seen in a while.
Ah. And now they're obviously going to draft a quarterback with the first overall pick. We just don't know which. I'm sure all have our opinions as to who would be best, but we don't know still. I think it's Bryce Young. They're talking about, I mean, not they, but I hear people saying that they're leading C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, now what do you do in the draft? We know number one is going to be a quarterback. Number 39, what's that going to be? I know, Dennis, you have a guy you'd like at 39?
I say Josh Downs from UNC. Why not?
I got no problem with it. If
Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee slips down to 39, why not?
And he might, right? Wide receivers can drop into the early second round. If the guy you want is not there, what about A.T. Perry of Wake Forest in a later round?
Yeah.
Or both. They need a lot of help at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at, well, the receivers they've got, Terrace Marshall, LaVisca Chenault. Right.
Shy Smith.
I don't know. They need help. They need They need at least another receiver or two, I think, to be a legitimately good. But you're going to have injuries.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think they need help. But anyway, I think they have put themselves in pretty good shape. And because I think you need to hear this, the Hurricanes had their own version of March Madness Saturday night as the Canes trailed Philadelphia by a goal with seconds to play. This is not the Martin H's goal. This is a montage of March or Martin Madness.
As Natchez has it, this could be it as Burns is onside. Natchez scores! Oh, what a shot! Marty Natchez, stay red hot!
Good play by Slavin. Jarvis, he'll get it to Aho. Now Natchez. Natchez, they score! Tipped out front! Carolina, what a comeback to tie it at three!
She takes down Marchment, but Natchez will get to the puck. Natchez has got Svechnikov with him. They're motoring into the star zone. Natchez, backhand, Svechnikov rolls one. Wedgwood with the save, still out in front. Natchez scores! Marty Natchez ends it in overtime.
Ben's been on the ice for a while. Natchez with a save, and he does it again!
Svechnikov with it. 13 seconds left.
Out front, they score! The man of the moment again ties it at four. Carolina with the comeback.
And the Canes will come out with a puck. Svechnikov, he's got a step, and he's got Natchez with him. Svechnikov, Natchez, he does it again!
All right, real quick, here's the data. It's the fourth time this year that Natchez sent a game into overtime with a late third period goal. This one there was 0.03. Seconds on the clock. He did it at Philly back in October, did it at Winnipeg in November, did it against San Jose in Raleigh, 12 seconds left on the clock, Saturday in Philly. He also has three overtime game-winning goals. It's pretty impressive. He's worth 9 points by himself, Martin Natchez. Put the number 9 in Marty's locker, and we'll see everybody in New York tomorrow.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.